The tradition of shooting off fireworks on the 4th of July is as old as our nation's celebration of independence. And the business of fireworks is also a family tradition for the folks who own Western Display Fireworks, one of the largest producers of professional fireworks in the Northwest. Western Display will be responsible for putting on the City of Boise's big fireworks show on July 4th, which this year has been moved to Expo Idaho. Weekend Edition host George Prentice talks with Heather Gobet, co-owner and manager of Western Display Fireworks, from their headquarters in Canby, Oregon.
Heather, how are you?
I'm great. How are you this morning?
I'm well. I should take note that you're a pretty busy lady right now. So talk to me about the next few days. Is it craziness or is it precision or somewhere in between?
I would say somewhere in between. There is an incredible, incredible amount of forethought and planning that goes into executing this many events on one night. And we've literally been working on it since July 5th of last year. Through planning, we try to make it as organized as possible, but there's always those little last minute things that get thrown at you, and we try to deal with them as best we can, and we've gotten pretty good at problem solving.
So where do most of your fireworks come from? Do they still come from China?
They come from China. We actually carry primarily, but we carry fireworks from all over the world. And for example, in the Boise show there, we're going to have competition grade fireworks that have come from throughout China and then also from parts of Europe.
So can I assume then that your family has had relationships with folks in China all these years?
Yes, we have, and we've been very fortunate to develop great relationships with our suppliers. One of them, we actually have been doing business with clear back to my grandparents, and their business is also owned by this gentleman's daughter, and so her father was doing business with my grandparents, and then she and I are still doing business together today.
Let's talk about security. How do you transport and when do you transport, let's say, here to the Boise area? When do those shells leave your operation and make their way here?
You have to have a driver that holds a CDL license with a hazmat endorsement, and then you have to have $5 million worth of transportation insurance to transport it. For example, in Boise, what we'll actually do is have the equipment delivered by one of our drivers, which are just the plastic pipes and the wood forms that the actual fireworks are fired from, so that equipment driver will arrive early, so that allows the crew to start setting up the equipment, and then we have a hired carrier called Landstar, professional hired carrier, that'll bring the fireworks in a secondary load very early in the morning of the 4th.
So they actually leave on July 4th.
That is the primary arrangement with almost all of our shows, and it's one of the challenges of this business is it's very difficult to locate what they call approved storage for the fireworks themselves. So in almost every instance, they're delivered to the site the day of the event.
Boise had to relocate its location from traditionally Ann Morrison Park over to Expo Idaho due to some flooding from the Boise River. I'm presuming you can accommodate all of that.
Yes, we were able to work with the City of Boise and Boise Fire. The challenge of finding a home, not just for a fireworks show, but a show the size and scope of what Boise's accustomed to. And at the Ann Morrison site, we were able to display items up to 6 inches in diameter, and those will go 600 feet in the air and break 600 feet across. And the show had already been designed for that venue, and everybody involved felt very strongly that we didn't want to compromise the design of the display, so we were able to locate a venue that'll perfectly accommodate it.
Well, best of luck to you. Happy 4th of July, but on the 5th, it's back to work.
Yes, there's quite an array of equipment and trucks that come back here starting on the very late night of the 4th. And so it takes a good month just to put things back together in our warehouse and then move on for next year.
Happy Independence Day.
Thank you so much. You were the best call I got today. So far.